Hello, everybody. Hey, it's Cal Banyan back. It's Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Celeste Hackett. How you doing, Celeste?
Hey, Cal. I'm doing just great. I'm over here in Dallas. The weather's starting to change. I can actually wear long sleeves.
Hey, do the trees, like, turn, do the leaves on the trees turn there and stuff?
Kind of eventually. It gets hot and cold and hot and cold almost all winter long. And then we'll also get a little snow. And it's just a really weird place to have a climate and a garden, which really ticks me off.
Well, at least that big storm that came through a few weeks ago, Ike, that didn't hit you too bad, right?
No, we only got a little bit of wind and rain. Thank goodness.
Good. Our hearts go out to all the hypnotists and everybody out in Dallas and Galveston that were hit so hard with that.
And Houston.
That's what I meant to say. Houston and Galveston. That's right.
Yeah, Austin. I don't think Austin got hit too bad, but Houston got smashed.
Well, I tell you what, we used to live in Minnesota, and the weather would get really rough there, and this time of the year, we'd start watching the trees starting to turn beautiful colors and stuff. But you know what I found out since I moved to California?
What?
Palm trees are green all year round.
Awesome.
Hey, I love it. I think I'll go to the beach tomorrow. See, it's Saturday, and here it is, you know, October, and going to the beach. Sounds great.
Stop
hey, you got anything
bragging.
Exciting coming up this month?
I just want to say stop bragging.
You know, what a wonderful country. You know what's nice about our country? It's bigger than most countries on the face of the earth. And if you want to live next to the beach, you can live next to the beach. If you want to live in the mountains, you can live in the mountains. If you want to live in the desert, you know, you can live in the desert. What a wonderful country.
I'm trying to figure out why I'm in the plains over here. But anyway, you know, I want to tell everybody that my class, if you don't mind me just saying so, Cal, is getting ever closer. And I want you, if you're interested in getting advanced training, if you're interested in getting NGH approved training, and then the super good stuff, which is 5th path and 7th path, then you need to, and you're anywhere near the Dallas area, then you need to sign up with my with me and my class, because I got this big class coming up November the 10th through the 21st, and it is a super course, and you're gonna love all the stuff we're gonna be learning at the South Fork Hotel. So if you're looking for hypnosis training, please at least give me a call or check out my website, Family First Hypnosis. Go to the training page and read all about all the stuff you get, and it's a lot. It's really worth it. It's gonna be a power-packed 10 days, and I'm gonna tell you how you can keep getting support after the class to just make you the best hypnotist you can be. I'm so excited about it, Cal.
Hey, you know what? If I was within 1,000 miles of your school, that's where I'd go.
Thank you very much. And by the way, your training is awesome all the time, but you put out this new DVD set, which is also a CD set, called Inform Soul Technique. I got it. I've gone through it. I can't wait to use it. I've just been blown away with how thorough it is and how much you give away on this CD and DVD set. So thank you for it. I'm really excited to actually put it to use here real soon.
What set's that?
I'm sorry?
Which one is that?
That's the Inform Soul Technique.
Oh, I'm getting love letters about that. People telling me, oh my gosh, thank you. See, I've always been very clinical in my presentation, but really underneath, I'm a real spiritual guy. And just kind of, this is one of my techniques that I've kind of always kept hidden. And what it basically involves is regressing the person to before they came into this life, as they were preparing the soul or the spirit, preparing for this life. You know, the two most important days you'll ever have in your life are the day you were born and the day you learn why you were born. And the informing soul technique is really about that. We regress the person to the point where they actually know why they're coming into this life, what their purpose is, and maybe why other people are coming into their life and what they're supposed to do together. And so it's just been a really moving experience to do those. And in addition to me teaching how to do it, there's two different sessions with two different people, and you get to see how it worked out for them. Thanks for mentioning that, Celeste.
No problem. And you know, in the past on the Yahoo groups and in various places, you have kind of mentioned this Inform Soul Technique. So based on that, I've kind of done it. And I'm just looking forward to really taking in all that you said and making my understanding of it complete in the session. Now, when I did it, I would say halfway before, one of the things that I noticed was just how confidence boosting it is for the client. more than just doing ego strengthening direct suggestions. So I can't wait to dig into it further and use it with my clients.
Cool. While you're talking, I reached below my desk. I'm holding up the cover so everyone can see it. There it is, and it's the Informing Soul Technique. You can get that either on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall or hypnosis.org. All right, what do you think? Should we get rolling? Oh, one thing, I've just posted both on hypnosis.org, hypnosiscenter.com, and down below, next year's schedule for 2009. We've got the years all set up with all of our training programs. And again, October, we've got a certification course coming up this year, and November, we've got one. Details down below. All right, Celeste, let's get on with the program.
Okay. This question is about when do you not recommend hypnosis for someone, or when to recommend that hypnosis isn't right for someone. The person says, and let me see who it is that wrote this question. I don't know. I'll have to get back to my other email where we got this from. The question is, after your pre-talk, do you ever suggest against hypnosis for someone or recommend that they come back at a later time? I found myself doing that last week when a woman came in on the suggestion of her friend. After explaining all about hypnosis, she started asking questions about God's view of hypnosis and lots of other things that indicated to me that she was not really clear in her own mind about how she felt. So I gave her some additional reading to do on hypnosis, along with the information that I have several pastors who come in for hypnosis, and suggested that she take a little more time to develop her own thoughts and how it fits into her belief system, and then return when she's more comfortable. That was the first time she said she'd ever run into a situation like this where she actually felt that it was necessary to send someone away, and she wants to know if there are other times or if anyone else has had this sort of an issue come up.
Wow, that's a really good question, and I had time to do a written response to that group, and so I just wrote down like the top 10 reasons that came to mind as to why you might want to reject a client or delay it. And so I've got here on my monitor, I'm going to read and commentary on them. So number one that came to mind was reject the client if she's unable or unwilling to follow instructions. I mean, you've got to get someone to be compliant before you can get them into hypnosis. You can maybe get someone who's not compliant into hypnosis briefly, like with an instant induction, but they're just going to come out. So, and one of the things I always say, one of the Banyanisms you hear me say over and over in class is, if something isn't working that should be working, then something that should have been done before that technique wasn't done either sufficiently or completely. And so if they're unwilling to follow instructions, maybe it's because that you haven't completed the pre-talk with them. Or maybe they got ulterior motives, like their mother or wife signed them up for stop smoking sessions and they're not ready to quit. So first thing that came to mind was reject the client if she's unable or unwilling to follow instructions. Other reasons for that might be, I'll get into it as I go. Number two, reject the client if she's not motivated to make a change. During a supervision meeting last week, one of our hypnotherapists here was really having trouble with this one person that was in for stop smoking pot, but the person really wasn't motivated. We always have a benefits form that has like 7 benefits they need to list of what they're going to get out of making this change, and the person really came up with about 2. You know, one was like, I get my wife off my back, and then a couple of things like that, and he was really having a hard time. So if you get that the person really isn't motivated, then I would tell them that maybe they should come back when they are. Number 3, reject the client if she wants to show you can't hypnotize me. Well, guess what? You're right. Go away. We're just not going to work with people like that, because hypnosis is a dance. That you need someone that's going to be in the position of lead and someone that's going to be in the position of follow. And if they're not going to follow your instructions, then you're not going to be able to prove hypnosis to them if they're not willing to follow instructions. Number 5, reject the client if there's a personality conflict. Sometimes, like because of transference or other things like that, you ever have someone that everything you say, it just comes out wrong, or they take it wrong or something like that? So if you find yourself in that situation, just refer them to someone else. And what's good to do is cultivate someone in your area that when that happens, you can cross-refer. Another example is, let's say they just want to, they say, you know what, I didn't know I was going to be working with a male, and I'd rather be working with a female, and then refer them out to someone of the other gender. So, you know, personality conflict, transference, these kinds of things, just refer them out to someone else. Number six, reject clients if they're difficult people, they're just a pain in the hind end, and make unreasonable demands or complain for no good reason. You can always you can always refer those people to your competitors. That's what I always do. Sometimes people will call on the phone and you'll say, okay, my schedule is I see someone at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock and you know, these kinds of things. And then they say, well, I want you to see me at 3:45, you know, which is going to take up two of your sessions. And they just keep asking for exceptions and they complain. I tell you what, just recommend that they shop around. You say, you know what, I don't think you really make this decision yet. I recommend that you do some more shopping around. I hear that, you know, Sam the Man Hypnosis down there is pretty good, and let them have them. Because some people are just complainers, and they find fault with everything, and you don't want them out complaining about you. You know you can do good work, but you need to have someone that's cooperative. And Celeste, I'm about halfway through that list. Anything you want to add to that list before I go through the rest?
Yeah, well, you probably have already thought of this one. If they have a mental illness and that's what they're coming in for, unless you're at part of the team and you want to do that, I mean, I wouldn't probably, if somebody says, can you help me get over my schizophrenia, I'm going to probably say no. You need to see a psychiatrist for that or a psychologist. I'm not qualified, so I would reject that person. Of course, or if they want me to work with pain and they haven't been to the doctor, I'd certainly make them go see a doctor first. And the other thing that came to mind was, I guess you said it, just not willing to follow instructions, not, you know, willing to be compliant in some way. And she did mention God in that question, so just want to say, go to hypnosis.org and see the interview with Cal and the Reverend Dr. Scott Giles, because there's a whole big thing on that, a whole good interview on spirituality and hypnosis that you know, if you're getting these kinds of religious people in the Bible Belt, we do get these kinds of people sometimes. You want to, you know what to say and you know, where you're going to make a difference in their mind as you talk to them or not.
Beautiful. Yeah. Number seven on my list was reject the client if you're unable to overcome her fears or misconceptions about hypnosis, as is the case with someone that's got religious issues with regard to hypnosis. And every hypnotist is going to run into this issue sooner or later. I've got a great interview with Reverend Dr. Scott Giles there on hypnosis.org. Just go to the Meet the Pros area. We've got lots of interviews with people like him that are, you know, very well known in the profession. Whether you want to know about stage hypnosis, we got Jerry Valley. If you want to know NLP, we got Will Horton. If you want to know about the NGH, we've even got an interview with the president of NGH on there. So, go there and find out. And as Celeste was also saying, number eight was delay sessions when you need to get a medical referral. If someone has something that's been diagnosed that they want to work on, then you need to get a medical referral for that. Always get a medical referral for pain. Nine, delay sessions when a client is ill. If you're trying to do sessions with someone that's got a runny nose or they're feeling nauseated, you know, they got the flu or something like that, you want to delay the session. And if for no other reason, you don't want to get sick. And so that's a reason that I would reject or delay as a client. And number 10, delay sessions when your client has a headache and she's not coming in for headaches. If your client is coming in for headaches and you're there to work on headaches, then having the headache there to work on with the hypnosis can be a very good thing. But if this person just, for no reason at all, just seems to have a headache, then I would just reschedule to a time when she doesn't have a headache. How's that sound, Celeste?
That's great. And I just thought of another one. You know the laws of your state. There might be somebody that you're not supposed to be working with. In the state of Texas, the law says that if somebody has a drug or alcohol addiction, you have to refer them out. I'm still trying to figure out if that means that, you know, once they're referred out, if you can work with them. All the hypnotists in the area are saying that we cannot. And I've written a letter to the NGH, and so I'm trying to get real clear on that because I'm going to be teaching this. So if you have any question, when in doubt, refer them out until you can find out. And I think this is a great question, and these answers are wonderful, Cal, and I'm so glad that you're going to put them right down there so that people can actually listen to them and read them. And the reason why I think this is particularly timely, well, maybe not timely, but great, is because when you come up against these kinds of things and you do send someone on their way, or you're sitting there and you're going, I don't know how to deal with this, or I don't want to, You're not sure if you're failing in some way, especially if you're new. So knowing, you know, that it's okay to refer someone out when they're not following your instructions, or when they're, you know, you can't overcome their, no matter what you say or what you do, they still have fears or misconceptions about hypnosis. That does happen sometimes. So just having this information will empower you as a hypnotist that it's okay to refer out.
That's right. You're not letting them down. You're just being responsible, right?
And you're not a bad hypnotist. You didn't do anything wrong.
You could still feel good about yourself. You could still love yourself if you say no. Some people just have a hard time saying no. But you know what? Sometimes you have to say no or maybe, which means later. Good. You got anything else for me, Celeste? We got about another 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. We do, huh? I have this question that I think is kind of good. It's about working with soldiers from the war in Iraq, or soldiers, I guess, in general, really. I have an individual that wants me to work with him, and this is Bruce Taylor's question. He's been to Iraq and has some issues with what he's done over there, and he said he's done some things over there that he did because he was in the military, but it really did not sit well with him, probably from a moral standpoint, I guess, or an emotional one. And so he says, do you have any suggestions, and this is just his general question, for working with soldiers, and he says specifically of the war in Iraq, but I guess we could broaden this a bit. It's kind of a broad question anyway. Any suggestions on working with soldiers in Iraq, Cal?
Yeah, well, you know, one thing, this is a real general answer about a lot of things, don't work beyond your competence and your training. Don't start working with things you got no idea about. And this is one of the benefits about learning advanced techniques like 5-PAP, is that when you take a course like Celeste's course or my course, and we also have trainers in other parts of the world as far away as Lebanon and Singapore and Canada. When you learn advanced training like 5-PATH, you really learn how to handle these kinds of issues. There's a lot of people that are experiencing stress or guilt or fear or anger after situations like a wartime that do not reach the level to be diagnosed as mentally ill. They're having normal regrets, normal second thoughts, and normal stress, maybe even normal healthy depression because of these situations. And this all fits within the realm of the hypnotist, because we can go in and we can help them feel much more comfortable, much happier, and be able to operate in much, much better, function at a much higher level in their life. In fact, really turn every situation you've had into your life into something that is a benefit, something that you can be grateful for because you can grow from it. And of course, some of the important techniques we would use is age regression techniques. We would also use parts work, and we would also do some forgiveness work, and we'd use it in concert to neutralize any emotions that are residual from there that are causing problems, which can result in eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, get the advanced training, and then you can work on that. Please do not work with people that have emotional issues or with anything really if you haven't had adequate training. How's that sound, Celeste?
Yeah, that just really gives us another one of those tips or points for rejecting clients. You know, don't work with someone or on someone that has an issue you don't know anything about. So I guess that's another one we should put a number on or bullet there under that list of reasons to reject clients.
Great. You know what? It's time. Yep, I've got 19 minutes and 52 seconds on my timer.
Wow. Well, gosh, everybody. Goodbye. I guess I'll see you next time. This is Celeste Hackett in Dallas, Texas. Come to my class. It's going to be November the 10th through the 21st. I look forward to meeting you. Go to my website, familyfirsthypnosis.com. Thanks for stopping by. Oh, by the way, my website is brand new. It got a facelift. Cool. Okay, Cal. That's it for me, Celeste Hackett in Dallas, Texas. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This is Cal Banyan. Go to calbanyan.com, get all the cool stuff that's underneath this video. Go to hypnosis.org, you can get it on our directory, you got tons of free stuff there. Go to Hypnosis Center, it's got my entire training schedule. Go to banyanhypnosismall.com because we've got lots and lots of stuff there, the good stuff that hypnotists need and want. Go to hypnosis.org. Wait, no, that's not what I meant to say. Our hypnospace, a network with other hypnotists. Have fun. Meet somebody. Avoid burnout. Once again, Cal Banyan. Over and out. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.